We continue our learning of the Dishmas Davi by Menachem Mishim, Chad Yaakov, and Perichov Zilio. We are in Kalim, Perich of Zayin, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a beged that's used as, you can sit upon, so that is susceptible to Tumas Medrash. But in order to be considered something that's royal Medrash, it has to have a certain size, a minimum size, so that people would potentially sit on it. If not, then it may have other types of Tumah, but not Tumas Medrash. That's what the Mishnah says here. Habeged, piece of cloth, mitame mishum shloshal, shloshal Medrash. If it's a minimum of 3x3 tfachim, there we have shloshah, masculine, 3x3 tfachim, then it's tamei medrash. Umishum shalosh, shal shalosh, litmei mace. To have tumas magor, remember, tamei mace is the general category. Tamei mace, tumas sheretz, tumas nevela, are all in that category. So what the Mishnah is telling us is to have tumas medrash, and of course all other types of tamei as well, it has to be 3x3 tfachim minimally. But if it's not 3x3 tfachim, it won't have Tumas Medrash, because it's not royal yeshiva. But if it's 3x3, a minimum by 3x3 etzbos, finger breasts, very small, then it has other types of Tumah as a beged, but just not Tumas Medrash. Hasak, we spoke about the sackcloth, goat's hair, arba al arba, that needs a minimum of 4x4 tfachim in order to be susceptible to Tumah, or chamisha, leather, 5x5 tfachim, mapats, a mat made out of reeds, wood, shisha, 6x6 tfachim, and shavin lit medrash litmei mace. The Mishnah concludes by saying that although when it comes to a beged, there is a different size, that minimum size for tamei mace, as opposed to Tumas Medrash, where Tumas Medrash needs to be larger, a minimum of 3x3 tfachim, and for other types of Tumah, 3x3 etzbos only is sufficient. When it comes to these other items, they're equal when it comes to Medrash and Tumei Meis. Whatever minimum size they needed for Tumas Medrash, they need for Tumei Meis, there is no difference. That's because the Torah teaches us that when it comes to a piece of cloth, so 3x3 etzbos is sufficient to become tameh. But that's only when it comes to a beged. When it comes to sock or leather and the mapots, so those cannot become tameh unless they have a size that has chashivos, has some significance. And the Chacham decided that's what it is. It has to be, when it comes to sock, 4x4 tfachim, leather, 5x5 tfachim, and a wooden mat, 6x6 tfachim. We also have to remember, this is all when they're flat, when they don't have a base kibble. If they have a base kibble, then we mentioned already, a kolshu, any little bit that is able to hold anything inside as a receptacle, it's mekabel tuma, any of these that we had in the Mishnah. And if, let's say, you have a cloth or the beged or the sock or the ore, not the wood, we mentioned this in the previous Mishnayos, if that's used as an oel, as a roof, so that piece itself will become tamei if it has, we had a machlokes, maybe it's a kolshu or maybe one a tefach by a tefach in size. Then Rabbi Meir says, no, there's a difference between a sock, which we said, the Mishnah had said, the Tanakhama said, sock is 4x4 tfachim, minimally it's mekabel tumah, and the both when it comes to medrash or other types of tumah, tumei meis or tumes medrash, says Rabbi Meir, no, the difference when it comes to the sock, that it, as it's in the process of being woven, as opposed to a piece of sackcloth that was ripped off of one that was already completed. So Rabbi Meir Omer, hasak shiarav arba'o, when do we say that minimally 4x4 tfachim? That's when it's shiarav, that's where you're taking a piece off of one that you already completed, that the weaving was done. That's when we say the minimum size of susceptible to tumah, being susceptible to tumah, is 4x4 tfachim. But utchila so, but if it's in the beginning, as it's still in the process of being woven, so then it's not going to be the kabel tumah if it's 4x4 tfachim, because you didn't finish it. You have to wait till the gemar malacha. Once it's finished, whatever that it's going to be, then it's mekabel tumah. So Bar Tanur says, aval betchilas ariga, so ain't a mekabel tumah ad sheyero kulo. You have to complete the whole thing. But we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Perech of Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, ha'oseh shnayim min ha-beged, ve'echad min ha-sak. Okay, so here, the Mishnah is telling us like this. We spoke about the minimum sizes for beged and sak. stock and ore and a wooden mat. They're all different sizes. So Beged, we said it's 3x3 tvachim, sock 4x4, leather 5x5, a wooden mat 6x6. What if you have a piece of fabric that is made up of both or made up of a combination? So what should be the minimum size? So the Mishnah here says, let's say Hosei Shnaim, you have a piece of Beged that is 3x3 tvachim, which is the minimum size that's needed for Beged for cloth, but it's Shnaim na Beged, it's only 2x2 tvachim of cloth and Echad min hasak, and one tefach from sak. Now, had it been completely beged cloth, it would be. It's already mekabel tum. It's 3x3. If it were sak, 3x3 would not be sufficient. So, or let's say a shlushdan min hasak vechom min aor. Let's say you have 3x3 tefachim of sak, and which would for sak you need to be 4x4. So, but vechom min aor, and one tefach by a tefach is made out of leather. Now, if for sak, you have altogether 4x4, but you don't have 4x4 sackcloth. You know, goatsair, you have one of the four is from ore. And if this were ore, by the way, if it were leather, it wouldn't be mekabel tuma if it's 4x4, because that needs to be 5x5. Or arba amina or ve'echam ha'mapat, same pattern. If you have, let's say, you have a piece of fabric, altogether it's 5x5 tvachim. But four of those tvachim are from leather. One is from maputz. Now, had the whole thing been leather, 4x4 tvachim would be fine. It would be mekabel tuma as leather. But it's only three, had it been five by five altogether. It's four mena or and one from maputz. Had it been 5x5 completely of leather, it would have been mekabel tuma. Here, it's 5x5, but only four of the five is leather. The other is maputz. And maputz, we need to be 6x6 to be mekabel tuma. Says the Mishnah, this fabric that's combined of these, of two different materials, tahor, it's not mekabel tuma. And that's because if you have a material that is required, that's really, we'll have to say, more lenient. Why is it more lenient? Because it needs a larger size in order to be mekabel tuma. So if that is, that cannot complete the minimum size of a more chamor material to be mekabel tuma. So take our first case. You had a case where it was a fabric that was 3x3 tefachim, but it was made up of two min habeger of cloth and one from sak. So what we're saying is like this, sak is more lenient because it needs a larger size. It would need to be 4x4. So to say that a 1x1 tefach of sak material is going to now join together with the 2x2 tefachim of beged to make it completely like a beged, you can't do that because beged is more chomor. And you can't have a piece of sak that is going to now, in combination with beged, to give you the requisite shear of beged. Then the Mishnah says, Chamisha min ha-maputz ve'echo min ha-or. But let's go in the opposite direction. Here you have a piece of fabric that is 6x6 tefachim. Five is from maputz, and ech ve'echo min ha-or. Now maputz needs to be 6x6. So here I have a material that's 6x6. And in fact, or, which is more chamor, is giving you the extra tefach to make the whole maputz combination with ore to make it 6x6. So 5 is from maputz. Maputz really needs to have 6. But that's okay because it's made up of one of ore. And ore is a more strict type of tuma because that can become tuma even if it's 4x4. Doesn't need to, even if it's 5x5. Doesn't need to be 6x6. Or arba'a min ha'or ve'echa min ha'sak. Or let's say you have a piece of material that's 5x5 tefachim. 4 is made up of ore. And one is made of sack. Now, sackcloth is more chomer than ore because sackcloth becomes tummy even when it's 4x4 tvachim. So that can join together with the one tefach of sack, can join together with 4 tvachim of ore to give ore, leather, the requisite share of 5x5 because sack, which is the smaller amount of material, is more chomer, can join together with ore to make ore a mekabel tuma. Shlosh to that whole piece of material that's 5x5 mekabel tuma. Shlosh to min hasak ve'echad min habeged, same pattern. I have 3 tefachim from sack cloth and one of beged. So altogether it's 4x4 tefachim. Sack needs 4x4 tefachim, except you don't have 4x4 tefachim of sackcloth. One out of the four is from beged, but that's okay because beged cloth is more strict. So therefore, tamei. Zahaklal, Mishnah gives you the general rule. Kol shechiber lomen achomur mimenu tamei. Anytime if you have, you attach to it that which is a material that which is in the minimum size that's adding to give you the requisite shear, that is more strict of a material, then the whole thing will become tamei. But min hakal mimenu, but if you're attaching to it something that's more lenient, which was the reisha cases, tahor, then it's not mekabel tumah. Bar Tanura makes two interesting points. He says, you'll notice that we don't combine all different materials here. Take, for example, he says, aval beged va'or. Did you notice that did we combine a beged with or together, a majority of cloth and then some leather? No. O beged umapats. You have beged and a piece of cloth and material attached with a wooden mat material, osaku mapats, osakloth and mapats, and mitzdarfin. These will not join together at all to give you a shear, even if this one which is in the smaller amount is more strict. Tamachabron, butla daito etzo kaladam. Because anyone who attaches these two materials together, his opinion literally is nullified with respect to everybody else. People don't join these things together. So to say that I have a combination of these two materials, people don't put those two materials together, and therefore would not be mekabel tumah either way. Let's say you want to make a patch or something on top of the saddle of a donkey to make it more comfortable. Kula mitztarf, and then, in fact, all of these will join together. This whole halach of the Mishnah wouldn't apply. Which, from whatever one, you cut out a tefach, and you now have this patch of the chamor, mitztarf, they will join together. Makes no difference. Why? Because as a covering for a saddle, deinu makbid l'sham imhu mishnei minim. No one cares that it's made out of two different materials. So whatever it is, some material I need on top of the saddle, those will join together.